Another thing that's very helpful with thoughts are to use some tools that help us to remember that, in fact, this memory that's coming up isn't happening right now. This is a memory. Memories are made up of images and words, and they're Velcroed to sensations in the body. With thoughts, we can tap. The method that we use is very simple. We take two fingers, tap on the forehead just between the eyebrows and just a bit above them, and then start to transfer your attention away from the words or pictures and just into that sound and sensation of your fingers tapping on your forehead. And then bring your hand down and look at the image again or hear the words. Notice what your response is now. The other method that I use all the time is called tracing. I've included a practice, catastrophic thinking, tapping, and tracing to release, that outlines that. The basic mechanism with tracing is that we take a step back from the image. If it's something that we're looking at out of our own eyes in particular, see if you could take a step back so you can see yourself in the picture. You might be in a familiar room like the kitchen from when you were growing up. Notice what age you are. Notice your hair, your clothes, what you can tell about that experience from looking at this image. You can put a picture frame around the image. You could also open your eyes and look at it across the room as though it's on a wall. Notice that there's space between you and the image and there's space all around the image. And then start to take your eyes clockwise around the empty space on the outside. Do that a few times one way and then do it counterclockwise. And then look back at the image again. Notice your experience. The next thing we do is to notice what's happening in our body. What are the sensations, the feelings, the energy, the response to the words or pictures? We notice details. What does it feel like? Is it hot or cold? Is it still? Is it moving? Is it pulsing? Whereabouts exactly is it in the body? And notice the space all around it. Some energy fills up our whole body. It's an overall body experience. And if that's the case, notice the energy around your body. How far out does this energy go? Do you have an image of it? If so, you could look at the image. We can notice through our own experience when we really look that nothing is here to stay. Thoughts come and go. Sensations and energy come and go. And any sensation, no matter how intense, has an ending. It doesn't go on forever. So all of these are ways of working with thoughts and energies and sensation in our body to release them.